would you be able, as a psychologist, to recognize some of the symptoms of abusive treatment and seeing detainees and how they react?
Yes.
Could you describe what some of those symptoms might be?
Of course. You could begin to see suicidal things, begin to see patterns of severe disorientation. Mm-hmm. You could begin to see signs of, you know, people really, really suffering, you know, not being able to think clearly, feeling really extreme anxiety, being profoundly fearful for the well-being of their family, if threats are being made about what's going to happen to their family. Mm-hmm. And on all those counts, psychologists should blow the whistle, period. Mm-hmm. And they should never engage in those things or be present in places, you know, where those things are going on, or contribute in any way, shape, or form to the design, implementation, evaluation, whatever, of those kinds of interrogation tactics. But, and I'm not excusing them, I'm just trying to say that I think their thought process is this is the tolerable price of democracy. This is the tolerable price of freedom. It's dead wrong. And I think it's profoundly unethical behavior.